I think if he's investigating abuse, it is within his right to protect the children against any abuse. If it is a question of politicians abusing children physically, then the law must take its course. But if it is an insinuated abuse, which I don't understand, because currently I'm not privileged with what kind of abuse the minister is talking about. However, I must quickly say that schools are institutions of learning which are open to the communities, which communities must support the schools by providing material resources in as much as they've been doing with the teacher incentives, in as much as they've been doing with the resource materials like textbooks and benches and desks. If they are coming in to aid extracurricular activities like sports, then we are welcoming that gesture. But we do not want to come with things attacked or to be used as a lever for anybody to gain a political advantage or mileage out of it. That is as far as we can condone the support. And we do not want to support any minister or any politician for that matter in using school children for that purpose.
Mr. Majongwe, what is your take?
I will simply say schools are supposed to be for school children and those who are in local parentage or same children who are the teachers. The communities have no business really involving themselves. If they want sporting activities, they can go to so many of these social clubs where they can go and mingle and interact. In my view, there must be no activity whatsoever happening within the confines of the school involving anybody other than those children who attend that particular school. The report that I seem to be getting on a daily basis seem to suggest that what seem to start as the soccer tournaments end up as the rallies, and the same places end up as militia bases. So in my view, let schools be schools.
Coming back to you, Mr. Ndlovu, you say that your union would support any other people coming in to do such activities or extracurricular activities. When they turn into political rallies, what do you say to the politicians?
That is what we are talking about, is abuse of a privilege. We are talking about cultural activities in schools, which cultural activities are embedded in communities. And therefore, schools cannot be islands out of communities. And when we are talking about support, we are talking about responsible support and not irresponsible support where somebody has got a hidden or an underhand motive where he wants to manipulate the innocent souls and more so the disadvantaged communities. That much we will not support. But let me be very clear, we are saying let us open our schools and doors to communities to come in and enrich the cultural developments in the schools. And sports is not an exception as far as cultural is concerned. Music, sport, dance, and every aspect of our life is part of our existence as a culture, as a people, and therefore can be respected in schools. And the support that we must get from communities is unqualified, and we need it, but not abuse.
Mr. Majongwe, in 2008, we saw a situation where schools became the battleground for politicians. Do you see this trend developing all over again?
Over the years, we have campaigned for a policy that we are trying to say schools to become political free zones, just like we do with hospitals. I've never heard of a rally that was held at a hospital. It must be the same thing. Let schools be the place where we are grooming our youth to be responsible. And nobody must ever go there and participate in any process that will disrupt learning and ultimately turn these kids into animals. I will tell you that if we go at the rate that we are going now, considering the reports that I seem to be getting, the same schools will be ungovernable very soon. They will simply be out of reach. But one still wants to insist that we can salvage something out of it. From predominantly 2010, there was absolutely nothing. It was relatively what we wanted. But it appears that we are gravitating towards that again. And I think we need to hammer it into the politicians that let us not destroy the future of these kids.